Kof Beis Ador Sheni, Friday the 1st of April, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grosnas, Korbonus.
So this week's Parsha Shmini, Rabbi Ador, dealing with Korbonus. This week as well, there's many Korbonus besides for the kashrus of the food and not of our view. But there's also Inyone Korbonus. And I want to discuss a bit what the Rishonim discuss in Parshas Vayikra more, but it's also very relevant this week's Sedra. Some of the Mefarshim discuss in this week's Sedra, as to what is the reason, what is the understanding behind the Korbanos. Now obviously to understand everything that's done in the Korbanos is too detailed, and I don't know if anyone explains everything. But a little bit to understand what Korbanos means. So the pasuk says in Parshat Vayikra, at the end of Perik Aleph pasuk Tes, it says Oilo Ishei Reach Nichoyach LaHashem. It's a nice smell, kaviyachol to Hashem. You have to understand what that means. So the Ramban over there says that we have to understand Tam HaKorbanos. What is the understanding in Korbanos? So he brings a famous Moreh Nevuchim from the Rambam in Chelek Gimel, Perek Memvov. The Rambam says, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Avodah Zorah was very widespread. The Mitzrayim, as we know, Pesach's coming up, the Mitzrayim served the Tleh, Mazel Tleh, and therefore they respected the sheep, the Tleh, all the things that resembled Mazel Tleh. It wasn't necessarily that the Tleh was their Avodah Zorah, it was a symbol towards the thing they serve. The Tzaba'im, people in the time, also in those times, they served the demons, Shadim. And that's why the Pasuk says, I think it's in Akramos, not to be makte to Se'irim. The Pasuk says, V'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim le'se'irim. So we see this is what was done in the times. In those times. And he says specifically cattle, as in cow, that was respected by all those sort of pagan religions. As we see to this very day, in India, the cow still gets its respect. So, says the Rambam, since the Yidden were living in those times, they obviously got affected by the beliefs of those times. And in order to heal them from the belief that there's something special about the cow, there's something special about the sheep, the only way to heal an illness, or illness of a soul, is to go to the opposite extreme. To show the soul that it's not true. So you take this Avodah Zorah, which, to kill it, by an Egyptian, to kill a sheep, is the biggest rebellion possible and should be rewarded with only punishment. You kill it, and from that you'll get your reward. From that you'll get your kapara, each korban for what's needed. To teach Klal Yisrael that the opposite is true. Not so much that the korban is needed, but to teach them that the Avodah Zorah won't bring you anything, and rebelling against the Avodah Zorah, Adrav will bring you good, because we serve Hashem and nothing else exists. So basically, the Rambam calls it, there's kavanah rishona and kavanah shnia. There's a positive reason for a mitzvah, and then there's kavanah shnia. It's really a negative. It's to stop you doing Avodah Zorah. That's why Korbanos was given. So Rambam says Korbanos was given to stop a negative trait, a negative pattern of thought that might have been even within Klal Yisrael. So to train them out of it, he couldn't say stop this automatically. Adrabba, use it for the opposite way, and thereby you'll make it very clear to yourself that there is no such thing as Avodah Zorah. Now, the Ramban famously, this is one of the many Rambams that the Ramban does not accept at all. And the Ramban says, he's got many questions. His first question is, he says, these are his words, V'hinehem divrei havoi. It's a very sharp words. Yirap, etc. And he says like this, Yasu shulchan Hashem goyol. You're making the table of Hashem dirty. The mizbeach of Hashem dirty. Why? Because all it's there for, basically, you're putting It's not Avodah Zorah, but you're doing the works of Avodah Zorah for Avodah Hashem in order to take out of the hearts of Roshoim or Tipshim that think there's something in Avodah Zorah. That's a very, very, it's not very, not making great heights out of the Mizbeach. It's just to take away, you know, some bad influence that there is in the world on the high and holy Mizbeach, Haytochi. So he doesn't like it. Secondly, the Ramban asks, Lefi Shtusam Shal Mitzrayim, according to the Shtusim of Mitzrayim, which we're trying to go against, Adarabi, you'll be Mechazik then. You'll be Mechazik then. Why are you being Mechazik then? Because it's true that an Egyptian won't kill a sheep to use for his daily eating, for his diet. That's true, because the sheep by him is a symbol that gets him eventually to Mazel Tleh. But to use it for higher purposes, they also do. As we quoted the Pasuk, that means they used to shecht goats, even though the goats resembled the Shin Dalads, the Shadim, because the Shade, the Gemara says, looks like a goat, whatever that means. Yeah, if it's white and spooky, whatever it is. But it looks like a goat. And therefore, they gave covered also to the goat. But when they wanted to honor the Shadim, they would take the goat and shecht it to the Shadim, because you're bringing it up a step. So if you're using the korbanos for Hashem, you're basically saying that you're using it for a higher purpose. So then the Mitzrayim won't be angry if you take that sheep and use it for higher purposes. It's sort of the avoid that they did. So you're not breaking out of their shitta. Obviously it's not exactly what they did. They served it to Avodah Zorah. But the point is, they won't be enraged, they won't be angry by the fact that you're doing this, because it's, you know, they could understand, to a higher purpose, you're giving a lower Madrega thing to a higher purpose.
Isn't it the first part of the Kabbalah?
That they fought for it. Enochanami. That needs to be dealt with, according to Ramban. Enochanami. He himself talks about it there. Yeah. Okay, but in the logic of the Rambam, that's l'chaira a good argument. The Rambam himself brings up this argument somewhere else. And he changes a bit the way he puts down the Tam of Korbanos. It's in Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Beis. The Rambam says over there, a little different. He says, it's true, the Umas Olam, they'd use these things that they believed in, the cow or whatever it was, for higher purposes. They'd serve it for their Avodah Zorah. And now, Klal Yisrael are coming to become the nation of Hashem. What's Hashem going to tell them? Well, Hashem's going to send Moshe Rabbeinu, drop, using korbanos, because that's what the Ovdei Avodah Zorah do. Says the Rambam, that would be like a Navi coming nowadays and say, you know, Hashem told me to tell you, you serve Hashem, but don't daven anymore with your mouth, don't do any fast, don't do any actions, everything in your head. The Olam wouldn't be able to accept it, because they're so used to the ways of serving Hashem, with tefillah, with tzomos, etc., with using their mouths, and not just in their heads, that they wouldn't be able, it's against their nature. It's against their nature. So the Rambam, the same thing. Hashem didn't come to Klal Yisrael and say, straight away, stop serving. It's a way of serving. You see, from over there, it's a way of serving is to bring korbanos. Hashem didn't say, stop serving with sacrifices. Because if you would, it would be against their teva. The world was understood that like davening is a way of serving, so to korbanos is a way of serving. So as a tachbula, as a trick, so that Klal Yisrael could manage to enter Avodas Hashem, Hashem said, don't stop using the Avodah of sacrifice, rather use it, but for me. Right? So it's a different world. It's not, don't kill the animal, you go and rebel and kill. No, they hold, you can kill the animal for a higher purpose, but don't use it for their Avodah Zorah, use it for Avodas Hashem, so that you'll be able to enter Avodas Hashem, because otherwise it's too difficult to drop something that's a given in the whole world, that this is the way to serve, and now you're not allowed to use that anymore. It would be too hard. And therefore, with steps, you enter this new Avodas Hashem, and that is to just change it a little bit. Take the Karbonas and serve it to Hashem instead of Avodas Zorah. Says the Rambam, again, this is not a positive understanding of this Avodah is not a positive thing. It's to stop you serving Avodah Zorah and to help you accept the new religion. So use it for Hashem. Says the Rambam, because of that, you can't just do korbanos anywhere. And everywhere, there's a special place for it. The Beis HaMikdash. Not only that, not at all times we had Kabbalahs. And not everyone can bring up the Kabbalahs, has to be a Kohen. There's a lot of details to it that limit it. Unlike Tefillah, which that's a positive mitzvah, that is the right way to serve Hashem. It's not to take you out of Avodah Zarah beliefs, that is correct. So there, it's everywhere you can daven, everywhere, it's available to you at all times. But Kabbalah, since it's just to take away a negative Avodah, so it's not at all times. Sorry?
Bombers.
And Chanami, the word, there's bombers, but not everything can be brought up on bombers, and there's not always you could have bombers, etc. Now, the Rambam says, you'll ask me that this is a bit of a... It's a bit... I'll read his words. He says... And Yodea, I know, he's talking to all of us, Shenafshecha Tivrach Mizera Inyun. Your soul will run away from such a pshat. When you think about it at first, it'll be heavy on you, you won't like it. V'teshaleini belibcha, and you'll ask in your heart on me, v'toymelin, and you'll say to me, Eich yevohu mitzvus v'pu'ulis atzumois, mevo'oris ma'oid, there's so many halachas, Hilchashchita, so many psukim about it. And there's specific times for it. They're all not for themselves, they're just to thwart the Ovda Avodah Zarah. That doesn't rest well in our hearts. Says the Rambam. Shema Chuvosi, listen to my answer. And it'll take away this problem from you. He says, we've seen the same thing in Parashas Beshalach, when Klal Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I'm not going to take you the way of the Pelishtim. Because if you see Milchoma, you'll want to go back to Mitzrayim. That means the original and right way to go would have been to go through the Pelishtim. But because Klal Yisrael couldn't, Hashem took them a different way. What does it mean Klal Yisrael couldn't? So he says, similar to the famous Evan Ezra, the Rambam says that since they were Avodim all these years, they had the attitude of Avodim, they couldn't fight. They couldn't fight. And therefore Hashem wouldn't take them through the Pelishtim because according to their teva, according to their nature at this point, they weren't strong enough to stand up for war. Evan Ezra says the same thing. Why didn't Klal Yisrael fight the Egyptians? What, they were scared when the Mitzrayim were running after them. They had weapons already and everything. Why didn't they fight? They had the slave attitude, slave mentality. Because they were used to being slaves. Says the Rambam, only after they go through the desert for a long time do they learn strength and bravery. He says, if you don't shower yourself a lot and you go through a rough life, then you become strong. So he says, if you ma'adin yourself, if you look after yourself too much, you become weak. By living a rough life in the desert, this is how the Rambam puts it, they become stronger. So the point, so what do you see here? You see here, that although there was an original plan, again, obviously we have to understand original, not original, Bashan, there's no such thing, but for us, although there was an original plan, the right way would be to go through the Pelishtim, but because the teva of Klal Yisrael couldn't fight at that time, so Hashem took them a different way. Same thing here. Although, really Hashem would have given a kavona rishona, would have given a positive way of serving him, like tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzahs, things that are avodas Hashem, not to thwart avodas Zorah. But because there was this negative atmosphere of avodas Zorah at the time, that their teva felt that the only way they could serve is through sacrifices, Hashem didn't take that away. He said, use it for me. Like Hashem said, I won't go against your teva and I'll go away from the Pelishtim, so too I won't go against your teva of how you serve Hashem, and I'll say, serve Hashem the way you're used to, but obviously to Hashem, and not to anything else. And that's why there's many psukim warning against Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's limited, as we said, the Karbonos, exactly when and where you can use it, because it's not the ideal way of serving Hashem. That's what the Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim. But as we said, let's just recap, the Ramban doesn't agree. Firstly, because you're making the Mizbeach dirty, as in, it's just for... against the Avodah Zarah. Secondly, as we said, since you're using it for a higher purpose, it could be the Avodah Zorah, not so, it doesn't take away so much from the idea of the Avodah Zorah, in which the Rambam himself agrees. He just says, we're not actually rebelling against the Avodah Zorah, rather we're using the same method, just because Klal Yisrael, we're used to it, use it for Hashem, rather than for Avodah Zorah. The Akedas Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Aramor, one of the very famous old Sforim, he doesn't accept the Rambam's argument that it's just against the Avodah Zorah, because he says, even though the Rambam says there's many halachas, he says there's too many halachas for such a negative thing. There's too many. There's so many halachas, so many mesechtas, so many psukim about kavanas, and so many zmanim, and it involves chilul Shabbos and chilul Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring kavanas on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And you find Shlomo Melech in one go brings up elef oilus, 1,000 oilus, and all that is against Avodah Zorah. And how long did this paganism of Mitzrayim stay by them already, that the Avodah Zorah carry on for many doras? So Memela, he doesn't want to accept this explanation. The Ramban asks another two questions. Noach, when he came out of the Teva, it says he brought Kabbalas, and it says it was a Reach Nechoyach, like by the Kabbalas here. It was a Reach Nechoyach. There was no Avodah Zorah in the world at that time. Everyone was killed out, you can put it that way. Or maybe there was no Avodah Zorah anyway. That's what one can argue on that. But there was no Avodah Zorah in the world at that time. So what was the Korban for? And also, Bilam brought Kabbalas. What was it for? When he wanted to curse Israel, he wanted to find Rots and Bashem. You think he was bringing Kabbalas to be Shoilol Avodah Zorah? No, he was trying to appeal, whatever it is exactly that Kabbalas has, some Indian that it has, he was trying to do. And finally, the Ramban says the words Ishei, Reach, Nichoyach, Lachmi, all these words seem to show that there's a certain Rotzen in the Korban, there's a certain Ruchnistika element, not just to knock out Avodah Zorah. The Abarbanel, Parshas Vayikra, he brings all the questions of the Ramban, and he goes through them one by one. He says like this. First of all, you can find Rayas for the Ramban, that Kabbalas is to knock out Avodah Zorah. As the Rambam himself says, you find Tefillah, you can do everywhere. Kabbalas, you can't. Tefillah can be done by anyone. Kabbalas can't. You see in the actual setup of the Hilchos Kabbalas, there's something negative, there's something limited. So that alone is a raya for the Rambam, that there's something there that wasn't so rotsu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's only wanted to thwart Avodah Zorah. That's why there's some limitations put on Kabbalas. That's first of all. Then he says in Tanakh, you'll find rayas from the psukim that the Nevi'im say, Lamashal in Yirmi, it says, I don't have the Lashon HaPasuk here, but in Yirmi it says, I never told you to bring oilus. When Klal Yisrael was serving Avodah Zorah, I never told you to bring, what do you mean that you're never told to bring oilus? The Torah is full of it. The answer is, I only told you to bring oilus to thwart the idea of Avodah Zorah. If you're following Avodah Zorah, you defeated the purpose. And finally, in Chazal, there's many rayas to this idea. And one of the rayas in Vayikra Rabba in Parshas Achrimois, it says there that it was the son of a king that was very rough and he used to eat Nevelis and Trefus, etc. So the king was worried where he'd end up. So he said, you know what, put on my table Nevelis and Trefus and let him eat it here. And he'll stay the son of the king. Says the Medrash, Klal Yisrael at the time will hut him after Avodah Zorah, because that was the world. And they'll want to do the same things as Avodah Zorah. So Hashem says, you know what, do it for me, bring Kabbalas to me, and thereby they stay the Ben Melech. So you see, mamash, like the Moreh Nevuchim in this Chazal. The Abarbanel comes up also with an interesting approach to Reach Nichoyach. The Ramban says Reach Nichoyach is a Lashon of as if you're doing something positive to Hashem. And according to the Rambam, it's just to stop the negativity of Avodah Zorah. Says the Abarbanel, that the Rambam will explain Dibro Torah K'loshen B'nei Odom. That means, since the Goyim felt that they were making some sort of rotzen by their Avodah Zorahs, by giving it to Avodah Zorah, by sacrificing to Avodah Zorah, so they called it like Reach Nichoyach to the Avodah Zorah. So now the Torah is coming and saying, use it for Hashem. So the Torah, Kloshim, and Eldom, everything now is going for Avodah Hashem. And like you would say, kavyochol that this was a reach lichoyach for avodah zarah. Now you use it for avodah Hashem, and you say reach lichoyach l'Hashem, but not that be'emes is a rot for Hashem. Anyway, what does a korban give to Hashem? Nothing that we do be'emes gives to Hashem. So you have to explain that dibra Torah koloshen b'nei adam. That's what the Ababanel says. But again, it's very, very interesting, this mahalach, and not what we'd say the usual approach. And the Ramban says it's oyser shulchan Hashem megoyel. So the Ababanel makes a pshara. He comes out with a pshara. He says like this. He says, you've got the carbon of noyach. So you could argue maybe it was against avodah zorah, because there were some, in the Mabul's time, there were avodah zorah. And for other answers on that, ayin mitarosh ala arachayim ha-kodesh, Parsha v'yikra, but the Ababanel suggests that you could say, and it also answers Kain and Hevel's carbon, Adam Rishon brought a carbon, that there's two elements in Avodas HaKarbonos. The Ramban himself says, his Mahalach and Karbonos is, at least Legabe Chatos, each carbon needs explanation, but he says that when a person sins, he sins with his mouth, he sins with his mind, and he sins with his body. So he explains, this is the famous approach, that when one brings a carbon, one does smicha on the carbon, does vidui, so smicha is with your body, that's against the Klea Maisa that did Avera. Vidui is with your mouth, for what we sinned with our mouth, and then burning up the animal, the innards of the animal is against the Machshava, and many things like that. Basically, the animal's death is in place of the man, and thereby there's a kapara for the person. So he says, Avada, that's true. Avada, it's true, and you're also showing bittul to Hashem by bringing up a korban, it's all true. And that was Adam Arishan's carbon, that was Noach's carbon. And it could be in every carbon to this day. The Rambam himself agrees that there's an avoidus, a positive avoidus Hashem, like tefillah, of iskarvus Hashem, by being mevatel ourselves, we're saying, like this animal is bottle, we would be bottle, or we are bottle to Hashem, etc. All the poshata mahalchim in karbonus. And that's true. However, the Rambam holds that when you have a choice between tefillah and a carbon, or tefillin and a carbon, Tefillah and tefillin would be chosen over a carbon. Why? Because the carbon is not directly on you. It's saying you have to internalize, this animal is getting destroyed, it means that I'm also bottled to Hashem, or this animal is getting a misa, I was chayav misa, and it should be in my place. It's all indirect, and therefore it's a bit harder to internalize, and therefore it wouldn't be chosen as the first choice, positive, avoid Hashem. But because we had to thwart the ideas of avoid Zorah, which is a kavanah shniyah of Hashem, it's a negative reason to have kavanahs. So since we anyway need it to thwart the avodah zarah, that's why it was chosen to be used also as avodah Hashem alongside tefillah, tefillin, tzitzis and mezuzah. That means tefillah, tefillin, tzitzis and mezuzah is the best way to internalize avodah Hashem, because it's on your own self and you can serve Hashem with it. Kavanahs is also a way to serve Hashem. Not just a negative, it's a positive. But that isn't enough reason to set it in our Avodah Hashem, because it's not direct enough to the person to have set it as a way to serve Hashem. But because we also have the negative reasons in Karbonos, which are needed to thwart the Avodah Zorah, therefore it was placed into Avodah Hashem. That's the Pshara of the Ababanel. Now finally, there's the Mahalach of the Kuzari. A very interesting Mahalach. The Kuzari in Mem Beis Chavov says like this. He says, when a person eats, he keeps his body alive. How does he keep his soul alive? So he says, we don't understand how, but just like we find that when you eat, your body stays alive and your soul stays alive, that's avodas hakarbonos. You bring a gashmistika thing, and it feeds also spirituality, it feeds ruchnius. You bring a carbon on the mizbeach, and it also does some rotzen lefnei Hashem, brings iskarvus, it makes a kiyum of klal Yisrael with Hashem. Like it makes a kiyum of the nefesh with the guf, it makes a kiyum of klal Yisrael with Hashem. Ask the Akedas Yitzchok in Shaar Nun Zayin, that first of all, this whole idea is ne'elam b'ne'elam. It's a secret in a secret. What does that mean? A korban is mekayim us with Hashem. And second of all, he says, eating has no dimyon to the korbanos. Eating, he says, the reason why it upholds your soul is because if the body's weak, then the soul in this world, its place is in the body. If the body's weak, then there's no place for the soul. Therefore, food upholds the body, and in effect, it upholds the soul. But Karbonos, he says, what we don't know what Tzorich is there for a Karbon. It's not, you bring a Karbon on the Mizbeach, what you're upholding. I need to uphold my body. Uphold my body, uphold my soul. What you're upholding, who's eating anything when you're putting a korban on the mizbeach and the gashmis sticker korban, so that you say mamele upholds the ruchnius. Right? It's no, not a dimyon. So he says like this, he explains what the kuzari means. He means like this, he says, be'emes, the soul does need a food. It's not pshat that when you eat the gashmis sticker food, mamele, your soul, is strong because your body is strong, so your soul is in its place and can live there. It's deeper than that. He says that the food for the soul is the ruchnius in the food. Meaning, you have the gashmis sticker food, it upholds your soul. But if you're having it in a sudas mitzvah, then the mitzvah gives spirituality to the food to feed your soul. Or, if you're careful, if you're mechaven in the halachas of the sudah to make sure it's kosher and make cheshbonis and all these things, that lends ruchnius to the gashmis that you're eating. Or even if you're just eating so that you have your body that's strong to serve Hashem, that's again a spiritual look on your eating, and that gives kedusha to the neshama, and memela, it gives it koyach. As his words are, ki hi kadosh, umena kadoshim toichal. Has to eat from holiness. And you give it holiness by turning the mundane into spiritual. It says the korbanos is the same thing. It's true, it's a gashmi. It's a gashmi, it's a dovo gashmi. It's a material thing. But when you bring it up and you do all the halachas that Hashem tells you to do on this physical thing, you're turning a physical thing into a spiritual thing. That's why Hashem gave korbanos. Korbanos to make us korov to Him. By having a lot of mitzvahs in these, it's not so much the animal. It's to take the korban and do so many details over it, thereby there's so much ruchnis on a mundane thing. Thereby you come close to Hashem. It's the same as eating, that it seems a physical thing, and yet, by putting into it spirituality, putting into it kavonas, you get a ruchnistika sustenance. The same thing with the korban. You take a physical thing, and you put into it so many halachas, that gives our connection, our ruchnistika lifeline, between us and Hashem. So he says that's true in Rashi. Rashi always says it's a reach nichoyach, nachas ruach lefonai, sha'omarti v'nase retzoini. It's a nachas ruach that I said, and what I said was done. What does that mean? That's the explanation. Yes, you brought a physical thing up here, but you brought it with all the halachas and all the right kavonas. Omarti v'nase retzoini, that's the beauty of the korban, that's the ruchnistika lifeline that we have from it. Chazal tell us, and now that we don't have a mizbeach, the table of a person is mechapa. It's the same thing. By bringing people to eat by your table, it's mechapa. Why? Because the mizbeach and eating are the same idea. You're taking a mundane thing, but if you put into a mitzvah, then it rises to be a spiritual thing. It says tzaddikim, when they eat, it's like a mizbeach. There's a story with the Vilna Gaon that they asked the Shin Dalet, why is he so scared of the Gaon? He said, when he eats, everything he eats is like a korban. The Gaon himself says in Mishli, that if someone, a tzaddik that eats, it's like a korban. Because it's the same thing. When he eats, he's eating it for ruchnius. And memela, he's turning the physical into spiritual. But it's a little deeper. The Masoret Yeshayim says, when a tzaddik does everything for Hashem, eventually Hashem gives to him, and he's a merkava l'shchina. And the ruchnius resides on him. It's not just he does towards Hashem, the ruchnius resides upon him. And he becomes, the Masoret Yeshayim says, he becomes mamash mizbeach. Mamash mizbeach. And that's the word shulchan. Your shulchan could be a shulchan Hashem, it could be lenochosh. All depends, there is, I'll say, all depends how we head. I'll finish with this. It says, by Yosef and Binyamin, they cried on each other's necks. Why did they cry on each other's necks? So Rashi says that they were crying because el churban beis hamikdash. Why the neck? Because by Klal Yisrael, there's not just eating for the stomach. It's the bridge between the stomach and the head is the neck. You have to connect the physical and have to make it spiritual. So that's the avodah zakavonos in the Beit HaMikdash. You take the physical and you make it spiritual. But where the churban is, when there's a disconnection between the head and the stomach, and that's the neck. When the neck is not connecting the head and the stomach, that's the churban. That's what the Maharam Shik says. No, Be'ez Hashem, Shivona Beit HaMikdash, from Heavy Amen.